Hello everyone and welcome to the final podcast of the year. You're here with your host for the last time. I'm Ava.
And I'm Roma. We have a very busy podcast ahead of us as we are looking back on all of the achievements and great activities we have accomplished this year.
Yeah, you're right. Our school has really upped its game this year. I'm going to miss primary school so much.
Yes, me too, but I will miss the podcast the most.
Can't lie, I'm going to miss it a lot too, but I'm excited to see who the next host will be.
Me too, but no one can replace us, right?
You're right.
Hi, my name's Orla, and I'm going to be a buddy for your P1s this year. We are going to be helping them with their work, helping them make friends and much more.
Hello, my name's MJ. This year we will be teaching the P1s how to show kindness and respect to everyone.
Hi, my name's Asya. I will be your P1's buddy. I'm going to be making them feel welcome, happy and safe and hope they have a happy and wonderful time during P1.
Hello, my name is Ruby and in P7 I will be your buddy. I'm going to help with the P1s and I am very excited to help the new pupils in our school and help them learn the school values and help them feel welcome at St. James.
Hello, I'm Nikki and next year I'm going to be getting a buddy. When I get a buddy, I'm going to show them how to show commitment to their work and I'm going to show them how to respect their teachers.
Hi P1s, I'm Anya. I hope you're excited for school. Buddies will help you look around the school and show you where everything is, like the lunch hall and the office and more.
It's now time for the news.
What a day we had at the Big Day Inn. A real shame about the weather, but at least we still had fun. I really enjoyed the big bouncy castle indoors and the new scavenger hunt. A big thank you to Mr. Moran and Mrs. Hogan organising everything. Also to the volunteers for making it fun.
Oh my goodness, the Primary 7 Leaving Assembly. It was brilliant. We're so proud of you. And we are all going to miss, but we have to say goodbye sometimes. But next up, it is about the Carnival Cultures. The beautiful outfits, they were stunning. And for all the people who have done all the acts and dances and played the piano and dancing, it was brilliant. Thank you.
Hope everyone has a great summer holiday and see you in August.
Okay. We are now going to interview some of our stars of the year.
Okay, first up we have Franco from P67.
Okay, Franco, what have you achieved this year?
I signed with Rangers this year. And I went to Holland with them.
Okay, how did you achieve it?
By working hard and training.
And last one, how do you feel about this achievement?
I felt good.
Okay, thanks Franco. Next up we have Olivia McCallum from Primary 7B.
What have you achieved this year?
This year I won 4 golds in Birmingham for kickboxing, plus I also won a title belt in France.
How did you achieve it?
I achieved it by working hard and training 6 days a week.
Okay. How did you feel about this achievement?
I felt proud and excited.
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Well done, Olivia. They were great answers.
Next up, we have Wally Fung from P7C.
Hello.
Okay. So, Wally, what did you achieve this year?
I achieved the engineering contest.
Okay. And then?
How did you achieve it?
Big artwork, big research. Big information.
Yes. Well done. And last one, how did you feel about this achievement?
Very happy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wally.
Bye. Thanks, Wally. You're a pro.
Next up, we have Ezra Donegan from P7B.
What have you achieved this year?
Well, I've achieved the top 18 spot in Scotland for my 50 backstroke. And obviously, I've achieved my 2 silver medals for my relays too.
Okay. Well done. How did you achieve it?
I achieved it by working hard and training a lot to get there.
And how did you feel about this achievement?
Obviously, I felt pretty good about obviously being 18th in Scotland, also my 2 silver medals.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, a big well done to all of our stars of the year.
You guys have represented our school so well.
And that is
Olivia McCallum, Ezra Donegan,
Wally Fung and Franco Nugent.
Thank you.
For today's teacher hot seat, we have Miss Fitzsimmons, and today we have some questions for you.
What did you want to be when you were little?
Well, I actually always wanted to be a teacher. From the very first day that I started primary one, I just knew. By the time I was about 8, I even made my own little school in my neighbour's garden hut. I taught my 3 younger brothers and the 3 boys next door, our neighbours. We had tiny desks and I used to give them lessons. I even gave them homework. I suppose the funniest part of all of that was that they actually did the homework. I think I might have been a sort of slightly strict teacher even back then.
What is your favourite subject to teach?
I love teaching lots of subjects, but I think my favourite subject is probably teaching art. I really believe that there's a famous artist called Pablo Picasso, have you heard of him?
Yeah.
And he once said, every child is an artist. And I love how art really lets you be creative. It lets you express yourself and just enjoy the moment. I think it's also wonderful for your well-being. It helps you feel calm and happy. It certainly does that for me. My favourite kind of art to do is mixed media, because you can use lots of different materials and let your imagination run wild. And I've found over the years, lots of children think they're not good at art. It's a bit like in this school where people used to think they weren't good at maths, and then we did lots and lots of work around it, and now people know how good they are at maths and people enjoy maths more. I would say it's the same with art, and that's that, go back to that, what Pablo Picasso said about every child being an artist. Every child can be an artist, but sometimes you just need that help to get started and experience it and understand how amazing it can be. So yeah, I would say art, definitely art.
What is the funniest excuse you've heard for not handing in their homework?
Oh, let me think. I've had so many excuses for not having homework handed in. I suppose I once had a pupil tell me that their homework had been kidnapped by a very clever squirrel who clearly needed help with their maths. They said they'd tried to chase it with the jotter, but the squirrel was too fast and possibly living in a tree doing the maths times tables. I have to say I had to laugh at that one, let them off.
What rule would you change in a school and why?
What rule would I change and why? Okay, if I could change one rule, I might add a 10-minute creativity break every day where everyone, including teachers, could draw or build or write a story or just let their imaginations explore. I think that little extra creative time would make everyone feel happier, more relaxed, maybe, and ready to learn. I know in some classes they're doing things like that already. I know there's meta skills work being done in the mornings in classrooms. I know some of the classes have allowing children just to have free writing time. I know in one class has even replaced it from their meditation time, and those children are really enjoying it and becoming really creative writers. So I think maybe that's what I would change. Maybe I might change that. Maybe I might do that. That's a good idea. Thank you for asking me that.
What would you have in your lunchbox if you started school again today?
Oh, well, do you know what? I haven't even brought my lunchbox with me today and my tummy's rumbling. But I suppose I think I would have a packed lunch like the sort of lunches I have now. I would definitely have a mini cheese board every day. Little pieces of cheese, some crackers, maybe some grapes, maybe some chutney, and a fancy lunchbox treat beside it. I think I'd be quite popular at lunchtime, and I might have lots of friends if I have that kind.
Surprise question. If you could be any superhero as a head teacher, what would it be?
Oh, if I could have any superpower, I think I would choose to pause time. That way, whenever anybody in school was feeling a bit stuck or worried, I could maybe pause everything and help them, and give them all the time that they need to feel confident again, and maybe even sneak in a quick cuppa with a head teacher too. I think I'd like that. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. What would your dream lunchbox look like?
I don't know, actually. I think I would have a sandwich or maybe a panini with some crisps and a wee bit of fruit.
That sounds delicious. One more question. If you were a teacher for the day or a head teacher for the day, what would you do?
No work.
No work. Okay, well, if I did that every day, I'd probably be in big trouble, I think. Do you have any more questions for me today?
I think that's it.
Lovely. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I've loved answering your brilliant questions. And remember, always believe in yourself. Be kind to each other and never stop being curious. You can achieve amazing things. And who knows, maybe one day you'll be sitting here being interviewed too.
Thank you.
Those were very full answers from our head teacher.
This is going to be a long podcast.
Anyway, enjoy your very last giggle zone.
Get your popcorn ready because you're in for a laugh.
I'm excited to hear this week's jokes.
Sadly, it's our last.
But there'll be more next year.
So, what do you call a cross between an elephant and a rhino?
I don't know.
Elephino!
Ugh. Okay, my turn. How did Harry Potter get down a hill?
I don't know.
Walking, JK, rolling.
Bruv. So, why was the duck at the insane asylum?
I don't know.
It was going a wee bit whackers.
Okay, my turn. So these two cats were having a race. One was called 1-2-3 and the other was called 1-2-3. And this was a swimming race. Who do you think wins?
1-2-3.
You're correct. Because the 1-2-3 cat sank.
Yeah. This is our final joke. So what happens when a crocodile gets hurt?
I don't know.
It needs a Gatorade.
Remember to send your jokes in next year, because, and also, you could come in for to get the podcast.
Oh, by the way, next year, try it for the podcast.
I enjoy it.
Peace, peace.
Well, I guess that's the end of this year's podcast.
Yep, sure is. Can't believe this is the end of our chapter here at St. James's.
Me too, but I cannot wait till summer and finally get a break from those textbooks.
I agree. I hope everyone enjoys their summer and eats loads of ice cream.
Until next time, Chatterbox.
See you soon.